Freilich and Chanukah to everybody who is here. There is a discussion that the Achronim have as to why it is that the laws of Chanukah do not find themselves anywhere in the Mishnayos. So here and there in the Mishnayos you have a mention of the Chashmonaim, like the Mishnah Maseches Midos writes that the Chashmonaim had a time period when there were holes that were broken into the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, but you don't really find any formal mention of the Yom Tov of Chanukah in any of the Mishnayos. And the question about that is one that should be very glaring. So the Tamei HaMenhagim writes that the reason why is because he heard in the name of the Chasam Sofer that the editor of the Mishnayos was Rebbe, as we know, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And Rebbe, since he's the one who wrote the Mishnayos, he also happened to be a descendant from the family of David HaMelech, as Rashi says in Maseches Ksubas. And therefore, he was upset why the Chashmonaim, who were not from the family of David HaMelech, he was upset that the Chashmonaim, who were not from the family of Yehuda, went ahead and took the kingship for themselves. They didn't have a right to do that. As the Pasuk says, Lo Yasur Shevet Mi Yehuda, the Melucha, the kingship of the Jewish people, always has to be in the family of Yehuda. And since this family of Chashmonaim were not really ones who had the right to take over the kingdom, therefore Rebbe decided, so to speak, to get them back, and he's not going to mention them in the Mishnah. So it's a very strange reason. That's what the Tamei HaMenhagim writes, and other Achronim say, that is inconceivable. What do you think? This was Rebbe's private little enterprise that he decided what belongs in the Mishnayos and what doesn't. Everything Rebbe wrote was Beruach HaKodesh, and everything he did was with a consensus. He edited the Mishnayos, he compiled the Mishnayos, but you cannot believe that he actually decided to leave somebody out just because he was having a personal vendetta against such a family, and therefore he's not going to mention Chanukah. So this is something that is very hard to understand. And it's something that it's hard to believe that the Chasam Sofer ever really said. Some Achronim question whether the Chasam Sofer ever said such a thing. It's hard to imagine. And they give all kinds of reasons why it is that the laws of Chanukah are left out. So where are the laws of Chanukah mentioned? The first time we have it is in the Gemara Maseches Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph. And there the Gemara is talking about the laws of Shabbos and what you're allowed to use to light your candles on Shabbos. And then the Gemara contrasts the laws of lighting Shabbos candles to the laws of lighting Chanukah candles. And that's where we get into the whole discussion. So the Gemara begins as follows. Tana Rabbanan, B'chaf hei b'kislev, on the 25th day of Kislev, Yom de Chanukah Temanya Inun, that begins, that is the onset of the 8 days of celebration of Chanukah. And what does it mean that we have to celebrate on Chanukah? Says the Gemara, practically it means, D'lol misbed b'hon, you're not allowed to have hespedim on Chanukah. And number two, D'lol lehisanos b'hon, you're not allowed to have any fasting throughout the days of Chanukah. Somebody emailed me yesterday, I was surprised, they asked, am I allowed to fast during Chanukah? I didn't know we had people in our community who like to fast on Monday and Thursday, just for no good reason. And I told them that is one of the most fundamental principles of Chanukah. The Gemara, when introducing the Yom Tov of Chanukah, says, it's Usur Behesped of Atinus. The way that we show that it's a celebratory day is by not fasting and by not having Hespedim. So that, says the Gemara, is the way we celebrate Chanukah. Lishana Achera, says the Gemara, after a year of time elapsed since the miracle took place, then a year later they decided, you know what, we had a great miracle last year, let's go ahead and now celebrate this day and put it into the calendar as a day of Yom Tov Behalel Vehoda. Not only are we going to refrain from Hespedim and from fasting, but now we're actually going to say Halel, we're going to be Meshabeach, and we're going to consider this a day of celebration, a day of Yom Tov. Now, there are many questions that one has to wonder, but most obviously, why did they wait a year to have a celebration? If they went through this incredible, miraculous time, when the oil burned for 8 days, and when we had the Nes, the miracle of the Chashmonaim, and unbelievable miracles, why was it that they didn't celebrate right then and there? Why did they wait till the next year? So my father writes in one of his svarim that Rav Soloveitchik addressed this question, and Rav Soloveitchik said, on the occasion of Hakamas HaMedina, when Eretz Yisrael was established in 1948, so there was a major question, should they establish a Yom Tov and should it be Yom HaTzmut, something that we recognize or not? And this was a major political debate, a major halachic debate. And Rav Soloveitchik said, it's too soon to know whether or not this was something that is positive for the Jewish people or not. Every so often, he says, history has to let itself play out and you need some time in order to appreciate whether this was a miraculous time, whether it was something that was really positive for the Jewish people or perhaps it was negative. What always seems to us as positive doesn't always end up being as positive as we thought. And therefore, Rav Soloveitchik said, maybe that's what the Gemara means here as well. They had this incredible miracle of the Chashmonaim, and they rededicated the Beis HaMikdash. It would have seemed to be an incredible miracle. But he said, L'shana Acheres, it took them a year to really internalize the miracle and understand that this was something that was really a momentous occasion in history and one that is worthy of celebrating. Not always when history plays itself out, should the celebration take place right away? So somebody wrote to me this week that we should celebrate, we should make a Yom Tefillah because we have so much Shvach V'Hodah that the American government decided to recognize the Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and the eternal capital of the Jewish people. He might be right. We do owe a debt of gratitude, but at the same time, whether or not this is something positive or negative for the Jewish people as a whole and how momentous it is something that might take time in history to play out. As we know, it's too soon to really understand what the magnitude of such an announcement really means. And the Tzitz Eliezer, he has an interesting comment, and that is, after Mechemet Sheshet Hayamim, the incredible miracles that took place in the Six-Day War 50 years ago, so he writes that somebody wrote to him a shaila that they were in a small community that was trapped by the enemies, and they thought all of them were going to die, and somehow, miraculously, because the war ended so abruptly, the enemy just ran away, and they were all saved, even though they were being held hostage, and they asked if they had the right to make a halal v'hodah the next week, that their lives were saved, and they wanted to make a yomtiv and say halal in that community, and the Tzitz Eliezer wrote back to them that he feels it's inappropriate, and he said, over here the Gemara says, l'shana acheres, the next year they decided to have a day of celebration of halal v'hodah. Why'd they wait a whole year? So many interpretations, but he suggests maybe the reason why is because, after all, there was a war. And when there's a war, people lose lives. Let's not forget in the times of the Chashmonaim, even though it was Rabim b'yad Miyatim and Tmeim b'yad Tahorim, there were some people who probably died along the way. So for some families in the Jewish community, it was a terrible time of avel, of suffering, of pain, because they were sitting shiva over the family members who died in the war. And on the other hand, you had, overall, the Jewish community was celebrating over the fact that they won the war and they rededicated the Beis HaMikdash. Writes that Tzitz Eliezer, he feels it's inappropriate to have a yomtiv of halal v'hodah when half of the Jewish community is sitting shiva over the fact that they lost their relatives. That's not something that we should do. And therefore, he says, since it's insensitive, that's what the Gemara said, they waited a whole nother year, and once everybody got over the Yud Beis Chodesh, then they decided, we're going to have a day on the calendar which is going to commemorate this incredible miracle, a halal v'hodah. But the first year, while people were still feeling the pain, not everybody was celebrating, it would be inappropriate for one to have a day of celebration. And that's why he felt, in the times of the Six-Day War, it was the very same. Yes, your community may have been saved, and obviously you have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, next Rosh Chodesh, when you say Halel, you should have extra Kavana. But to say Halel in particular, and to make a day on the calendar at a time right now when everybody is at some point either celebrating or many people are bemoaning the fact that they lost so many relatives, he says he thought that would be something that might be slightly insensitive and inappropriate, and therefore we should not do it. But what you see in the Gemara is that the next year, for whatever reason they waited the year, the next year the Gemara tells us, Kavum v'asam yomtif b'halel v'hodah. The next year they decided that they were going to make this a fixed day in the calendar as a time to celebrate as a yomtif b'halel v'hodah. And you see from the Gemara, as well as from other sources, that the Gemara refers to Hanukkah as a yomtif, as a day of celebration. The same way we have Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot, which the Torah says are Yom Tovim, the Gemara seems to refer to this day, Midrabanan, on the calendar of Hanukkah as a yomtif. Now, the Gemara in Erechin, Daf Yud, talks about what are the criterion to obligate someone to say halal. So the Gemara tells us there are two criterion that obligate one to say halal. One is if something is ikri moed, if something is called a yomtif, that obviously obligates someone in halal. And number two, says the Gemara, if it is a day that is aser ba'asiyas malacha, you're not allowed to do work. Those are the two criterion that are necessary for someone to be obligated to recite halal on any given day. Ask the Gemara, if that's true, Chanukah follows neither of those criterion. Number one, Chanukah is not ikri moed, Chanukah is not a yomtif. And number two, says the Gemara, Chanukah, we don't have any restriction of going to work. It's not like Chol HaMoed, it's not like Sukkot and Pesach and Shavuos, it's not like Yom Tov for Shabbos, and therefore, why is it that we have an obligation to say Halal on Chanukah if it doesn't meet criterion A of being a Yom Tov, and it doesn't meet criterion B of being a day which is Aser Ba'asiyas Melacha? So this is the question that the Gemara asks, and this is something that we have to think about, because if it's true that this is not called a Yom Tov, then how do you reconcile that with the fact that the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, when introducing the whole celebration of Hanukkah, tells us that the next year they made this as a fixed date on the calendar, as a day of Yom Tov, as a day of celebration. And in fact, this becomes a major discussion in the Beis Yosef, because he quotes some Rishonim that say about whether or not we should be reciting Tachanun on Hanukkah. Some Rishonim say, why not? After all, it's not a Yom Tov. We didn't really make it as a Yom of Yom Tov, like Hanukkah would be considered the same as Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot. Rather, it's a day when we say Halo. for whatever reason, because we were saved, we had a personal miracle, but it doesn't transform the day to become a yomtiv, and therefore there was a major discussion in the Rishonim whether or not Tachnun should be left out, because perhaps maybe this day is not really considered to be a yomtiv. So there is a comment in Shulchan Aruch here today. It's a very fascinating comment that some mistakenly bring as a proof to whether or not this is called a yomtiv. It's a strange case. The Shulchan Aruch says, Misha nadar o nishba, someone who takes a neder or a shvua, al davar chutz mimo'ados v'yomtiv. Let's say I say, I'm going to eat potato chips every day of the year, except when it's Shabbos yomtiv. Someone takes a strange neder like that. Or you take something else. I'm going to take a nap every day at 12 o'clock, except for a day of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now, what did I mean when I said Shabbos and Yom Tov? Do I mean just Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Yamim Tovim Midaraisa? Do I mean even Chanukah and Purim? What does my neder mean? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Im Amar, if the person says, when we ask them, what did you have in mind when you took such a strange neder, and you said, I want to do X on every day except for Shabbos and Yom Tov. What did you mean? Im Amar, Shabbadaito Hayelahotzi Gam Chanukah Purim Mehaklal. If the person says, all I had in mind was that I'm going to eat the potato chips every day, except for the Yamim Tovim, which include Chanukah and Purim, then says the Gemara, Neman, I have a right to say that that's what I meant, and I don't have to eat potato chips on Chanukah and Purim, the same way I don't eat the potato chips on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So, seems to be an indication that Chanukah and Purim is the same as all the other Yamim Tovim. Because here a person made a Shvua, a person made a Neder, and they said, I'm going to do X on every day of the year except for the Yamim Tovim, and we're including Chanukah and Purim in the Yamim Tovim. But the Taz very quickly responds to that, and he says, no. By Nedarim, we have a special principle, and that is Haloch Achar Lashon B'nei Adam. It depends on the individual. What did you mean when you took the Neder? That's all that it depends on. Doesn't matter what the Halacha terms as a Yamtif and what the Halacha does not. The dependence here is whether or not you had in mind to include Chanukah and Purim in your statement or not. And therefore, he says that that would not be considered a proof at all to this discussion of whether or not this is considered to be one of the Yamim Tovim throughout the year, or perhaps it is just a day on which we are obligated to say Halacha. We have a discussion. The Rambam says that there seems to be a obligation on the days of Chanukah. Hiskinu chachamim shebaosa hader sheyu shmonas hayamim ha'elu yimei simcha v'halal. The Rambam says we have an obligation, although it might not be a yomtiv, and although it might not be aser basiyas melacha, but still, says the Rambam, we have an obligation of yimei simcha v'halal. We have to consider this day like a day that we celebrate and we say halal. And therefore the Binyan Shlomo and other achronim wonder, why is it that in Shulchan Aruch we don't find an obligation to have a suda? Why don't we have an obligation to eat? If this is a day of joy and celebration, how does a Jew ever celebrate anything without eating? Obviously, a Jew can't ever enjoy anything without having a meal. So the Shulchan Aruch should say, part of the consequence of this being Yimei Simcha V'Halal should be that we have to have a suda. And in fact, the Ramah says, Yesh Omrim, some are of the opinion, Sheyesh Ktsas Mitzvah Beribi HaSudas. There is something special, there is something unique to have a special meal on Chanukah Mishum, because in this time of year is when we rededicated the Beis HaMikdash, we had the opportunity to serve once again on the Mizbeach and do all the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore he says this was a reason to have great celebration. And the Ramah says there would be a nice minhag, and that is that we should have Yemei Simcha V'Halal, which translate into having a Su'uda on Chanukah as well. One final point that is discussed in the Achronim is whether or not an Avil has the right to daven on Chanukah or not. And this is something that every shul has to think about, and every shul has its own minhagim, but it's an important issue. And the Ramah writes in Yerodeah, Ha'avelim omrim kaddish afilu b'shabbos v'yamtiv. We know an avil in the middle of Yud Beis Chodesh, Rachmana Litzlan, is supposed to say kaddish even when it's Shabbos and yamtiv. Kaddish is supposed to be said throughout the year. Havol lo nagu l'ispalo b'shabbos v'yamtiv. However, an avil does not daven for the yamud on Shabbos and yamtiv. And the question is, does Shabbos and yamtiv include Chanukah and Purim, or do you say Shabbos and Yom Tov just means Shabbos and Yom Tov that are Midaraisa? But Chanukah and Purim, as we said, might not really be considered a Yom Tov. Chanukah and Purim are just Yemei Simcha, the Halal, the Hodah. It's a day on which we recite Halal. It's a day in which we give thanksgiving. Maybe some people go ahead and have a Suda to really express how happy they are. But overall, we don't really consider these days to be Yemei Yamim Tovim. And therefore, that is the discussion whether or not we should allow Avelim to daven for the Yamud when it comes to Rosh Chodesh and Tachanukah, days like that. So this is a major discussion. The Mishnah Berurah writes that any day that we don't say Tachanun, he says, the Avil certainly has the right to daven Shachris for the Amid, but when it comes to Halil, he says he doesn't think it makes sense that the Avil should be the one to engage in being the Chazan for Halil, because after all, Halil is a celebratory pismon. It's something that we say because we're very happy, and the Avil obviously is not as happy as the rest of the community is at that time. So this is a major discussion. The Vilna Gaon said, in his opinion, he feels the Avil should refrain from davening even Shachris, not just Halal, but the Avil shouldn't daven at all. And this really depends on the Minhagim, but once again, much of the question is really dependent on whether or not we look at Chanukah to be something which is a yomtiv like all the others, or perhaps Chanukah is in a category of its own. We have an obligation of simcha, we have to be excited, we have to be happy, perhaps we should have meals on Chanukah, but we really do not have an obligation to celebrate the way a real yomtiv, a real holiday throughout the year, would be celebrated.